From NPR News in Los Angeles and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. Coming up in Massachusetts, they do, gay marriage is underway. But our lead comes out of Iraq, where the head of the Iraqi Governing Council was assassinated earlier today. Izzadeen Salim was killed by a suicide car bomber outside the coalition headquarters in central Baghdad. 8 other Iraqis, including the bomber, also died. Joining us is Los Angeles Times reporter Edmund Sanders from Baghdad. Edmund, what exactly happened today?
Mr. Salim was on his way to a regular Monday morning governing council meeting. It was about 9:45. He was in a convoy of SUV vehicles, including his, which was a rather distinct green armored vehicle that the rotating president of the council uses. And as he was entering the gate, a car bomb was detonated right outside the gate and next to his vehicle, killing himself, his deputy, a driver, and a couple of members of his security team, as well as some other civilians in the area.
So the thought was that he was actually the target?
It's a little bit unclear, but the timing and the position of the car bomb is very suspicious. This morning, officials on the scene, military officials, were saying it could have been just an accident, but increasingly it seems that because of the timing and the closeness of the car bomb to his car, it really devastated his car more than any other car, that it appears to be a targeted assassination.
Tell us a little bit about Izzadeen Salim and why he would be a target.
He's probably a target chiefly because he happens to be the president right now, the rotating president of the governing council. There are 11 members each month, a different one effectively takes a turn being president. He's also a moderate Shiite Muslim. He fought for many years against Saddam Hussein and his regime. He was deported and jailed, a writer and a journalist and editor of some newspapers. So very much an enemy of pro-Saddam elements, so that would have made him a potentially target as well.
And do you know now who would take over for him?
Mr. Yawi, who would have taken over, he's a Sunni, would have taken over as president next month. He's going to step into the job right now and finish out probably Mr. Salim's term as well as his own.
And what does this do for the prospects of the June 30th handover?
It probably, everyone is saying it's not going to delay it. I mean, that appears to be the intent, obviously, of whoever did this, and that's what people believe. But governing council members gathered today, very grim and very saddened about the assassination, but also very determined that they were not going to allow it to slow their work. They declared 3 days of mourning, but they said that they would continue to work during those days and meet during those days, because they really only have about 6 weeks to come up with a new interim government. June 30th, as you mentioned, is the handover day when the U.S. will transfer sovereignty, and they still have a lot of work to be done, and they're all saying that they owe it, in a sense, to Mr. Salim to continue that work.
And in another story out of Iraq today, there's a report that the deadly nerve gas sarin was found in a device that went off near the U.S. Army convoy. There were no casualties, but is this significant that sarin was found in this improvised explosive device?
Potentially, it's a very, very disturbing new trend. I think it really represents, I believe, one of the first times I've ever heard of some sort of a deadly chemical being used by the post-war insurgency. There were two minor exposures, according to military officials, two people that were affected by this explosion, so no serious injuries, but, you know, potentially very, very disturbing new trend.
And they have no idea where it came from?
They don't. It was uncovered, I believe, by the Iraqi Survey Group, and they were attempting to render it inoperable when it was detonated. There was a small dispersal of the agent, and it was found, it was a roadside bomb found in Baghdad, but the first I've heard of containing sarin.
Edmund Sanders of the Los Angeles Times in Baghdad, thank you very much.
Thanks a lot.